Welcome to the Impact Stories podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, my name is Daryl Jackson. I'm the director of City Impact. Today we have Ace Asip, who is our education coach out in South Forsyth. Hi, Ace. How are you doing today?
Great to see you, Daryl. I'm doing wonderful.
I'm glad you could be with us today. So thankful that you could come and share your story with us. To get us started, tell us a little bit about your family and a little bit about yourself, and then how you got into doing what you're doing for City Impact.
Great. I have a family of three children, all 43 and older. I have five grandchildren, all college or graduated from, and I'm married to my wife, Betty, for 33 years.
Awesome.
Finished a career in medical sales, led a number of sales teams, and when I retired, I wanted to get into some of the ministries that were offered here at Perimeter, and I felt led to get into supporting the elderly and the poor. And supporting the poor turned out to be Kids Hope. So I did mentoring at Peachtree Elementary for 6 years. And then we started our City Impact endeavor. And because of my experience with Kids Hope, I was named the chair of the education arm in South Forsyth. But it's been a joy. So thoroughly enjoy it and plan to keep on doing it.
So help us understand, where did your passion actually come from, you know, to get involved in this aspect of education in South? How did that happen?
You know, again, I just wanted to help the needy, and mentoring a young boy like that, I thought was a good opportunity to do so. And a lot of what we do in South Forsyth with the schools that we work with is to mentor and support the families that have special needs in those schools.
Right. And there's a lot of things that the South Forsyth team is doing out there, and your team is involved too, right? And and how they're involved in the schools. And love to hear about, you know, how that came about too,
right?
From where you sit.
You know, the best thing that I did, I had no idea what I was going to do as a education coach. And I met with a student counselor from North Forsyth County who's a member at Perimeter. And she gave me the best advice I could get, which was to make relationships with the counselors at the schools we wanted to work with, and they know all the needs the school has and how we can support them best. So she even told me the days that I should contact them to get a good response, and so it worked perfect. And we had strategically chosen two schools, Whitlow and Brandywine, because they're truly the only two schools in South Forsyth that had at least 25% of the children on free lunch, which are needy families. So met the counselors at both those schools. They were thrilled that we wanted to work with them. And they said their most urgent need were for mentors. And having done that, I did have a passion for that. So I tried to recruit many people as I could, because pre-COVID, they had, I believe, 550 mentors in the county. Post-COVID, they had 175.
Wow.
So whether it was the lag time, or whether people were leery about getting back, or they just had a real need for it. So I think we have 8 mentors now from Perimeter that are involved in South Forsyth schools. And they are extremely appreciative of our efforts there.
So it sounds like one of the real, I guess, milestones, if you will, was the person from North Forsyth giving you some context, but also the thoughts about the relationship building, right? So the relationship building, you took some time to do that before you got really into it. Is that true?
Well,
how did that work?
I set up a meeting. Whitlow actually has 3 student counselors, and met with all of them together. And they were very interested in what we could do. One of their comments were that they have a lot of people that want to help and have great ideas, but they never follow through. And so the first thing that they had asked for was, they're called journals. It's like a composition book, but it's got a blank upper half of the page where the student can draw a picture and then they write about it in the lined area below. I'd never heard of them. But a lot of their kids, parents don't know about them either and didn't know how to get them. And they said, God, it'd be great if y'all could get us some. So sure enough, Perimeter came through big time. And that was the very first month. So they said, I think Perimeter's for real.
So you delivered on your promise, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
So we outlined what their primary needs were and set up the months on how we might divvy those up. And sure enough, we've done something virtually every month with Whitlow for sure, and at least quarterly with Brandywine.
And so that was the starting point so you could then get involved further in the schools through the student counselors, right? I mean, so then some things started to bloom that were happening in the schools as a result of that first effort. So maybe you could share some of those things that were happening later as the journey went on?
Sure. The teachers have their parent-teacher meetings where kids get out of school half day and they have two consecutive days where they meet with students' parents from like 1 o'clock until 9 at night. So it's not one of their favorite things. And they asked if we could provide treats for the teachers for this period. And we said we'd be happy to. And that was when Jackie was here, and she had the most glorious treat box. And they just went crazy over it. So they actually then asked later, I think it's in February, they have a an act of kindness week. And they wanted to have treats so that they could positively reward a child who was found doing an act of kindness. So I've learned now how to get the treats on my own. So that is another one that was a big hit.
And so what was happening is that the students themselves are then figuring out how they could be salt in the light as a result of that effort, right?
Exactly.
And the teachers were behind it, right?
Exactly.
And so all of a sudden you start seeing the school change a little bit as a result of, you know, God
moving. Exactly. That's why they do it.
Just great. And, you know, going back to one of the things you mentioned about Kids Hope, because we've had Kids Hope here for quite a while as a church, talk to us a little bit about not only you, but the eight folks that have joined out there, how rewarding that's been for them to be in Kids Hope. Can you share that with us a little
bit? Everybody who's gotten involved absolutely loves it. And those who were in there, who started last year, all came back this year. And we're fortunate there's not a lot of turnover in the student populations in these schools. So you keep the same child throughout. And you really develop a relationship with the child, and that's what it's primarily for. And so everybody gets a lot out of it.
And I imagine there's some stories that have already started to come out with the eight that have come out there, right? Because I know you've been doing this for a while. But it'd be interesting to hear some of the stories that, you know, God's moving in their hearts as they're mentoring these children, right?
Well, let me tell you one about myself, because having been through Kids Hope, the guidelines are very strict there. You cannot see the child away from school, and you know you can never be with them alone and so forth. Well, Forsyth County, which does not have Kids Hope, has their own mentoring program, which is almost exactly like Kids Hope, except you can, if the parents are there, see the child away from school. So my little guy, who's actually a big guy, plays football, and I got to go to his football game a few weeks ago, and I met his mother and his sisters and brother, and that's not something that's easy to do in Kids Hope, so it was really a joy, and one of the things that the mentors in South Forsyth really enjoy is getting to mm-hmm. know the family of the child as well.
Yeah, that's just so sweet to hear. That's what a great effort that we have here at Perimeter for Kids Hope. And you know, one reason I'm glad you came to share the story is that hopefully it would inspire others. You know, yeah. to really this, it's as rewarding to the person being the mentor as it is to the mentee, right?
It's exactly how we position it in our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Is you never know with less than an hour a week
right.
the impact you can have on a child's right. student life.
Right,
and it's not that you are tutoring. It is not. You know, I'm not teaching this.
Right.
I mean, I'll do some schoolwork with them, but mostly it's playing games and it's just establishing a relationship with a child to have, in this case, a very senior male mm-hmm. in his life
right.
because this boy's father died when he was 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're really filling in almost a father figure there
exactly.
in a lot of instances, right?
Exactly. And yeah. somebody that he can count on.
Right. Well, I know there's probably a lot of other stories we could talk about, but are there any other stories happening in the schools as a result of the education coach effort that you have? Because I've heard a lot of things happening up there.
Well, in my case, one of the teachers there was a child in my neighborhood in Marietta 35 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't seen her in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And here I encounter her she was Teacher of the Year in mm-hmm. Forsyth County 1 year, so... Mm-hmm. It was great reacquainting with her, but I think each mentor probably has their own stories
right.
about, you know, what comes up that really
right.
enlightens their day and makes them appreciate why they do it.
Right. Well, it's so special that you've really, Ace, felt it upon your heart to serve in this way. You know, there's a lot of folks that once they retire, they're wondering, how can I serve God and serve the kingdom? And it's really great to hear the calling
yes.
that God put upon your heart to not only mentor these children, but also to really think through that, how are you helping spread the kingdom in the schools?
Exactly.
In a way, you know, that we're not sitting there preaching a lot. We're just sitting there being present, being faithfully present, you know, mm-hmm. to support some kids in need at that school, and then also getting the confidence of the counselors, which
exactly.
I think is just fantastic. How would you suggest some other people get involved in this? I mean, what would be the easiest way for them to do that?
It's so easy. There's such a need. All you do is go to the county school's website, and there's a site for mentoring, and there's an application online, and there's a training you have to go through that, you know, takes a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they check your background and vet you out. And then the most time-consuming part is them trying to find a teacher that has a child who really has a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to match up the children with the available mentors that
right.
crop up. So.
Right. Well, I know that, you know, we'll be praying for you. So is there any special way that we can pray for you as you're going forward?
Just to have a positive impact on this child. Isaiah is his name.
Ah, that's appropriate.
Yes. And he's great. We actually, you're allowed in Forsyth County to engage if spiritual things come up.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah happened to have kind of a charm on his necklace that his mother had given him, which was, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Wow.
So we get into talking about Bible verses sometimes, and it's very much different that way, which is enjoyable.
That's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Spreading the kingdom where he allows us to do it, right?
Exactly. Well, the latest thing we're doing, which we did last year, was a Thanksgiving project, mm-hmm. which we got members in South Forsyth to put together a meal kit, which has specific items that were outlined by the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking to supply 10 families from each school. And sure enough, we got them all in.
Great.
With the help of Perimeter and the discipleship groups in South Forsyth, we got $25 Kroger gift cards for mm-hmm. the meat mm-hmm. for the Thanksgiving meal. And I attached it to the bags, with a Bible verse.
There you go. Way to go.
A Thanksgiving Bible verse from Psalms. And it just has, Happy Thanksgiving from Perimeter Church. And of course, we're using our orange Perimeter bag, food bags. And it is really something that they appreciate a lot.
Yeah, and same thing this year, I presume, right?
Same thing this year. Yeah. I deliver them tomorrow.
Okay, great.
And they found out last year that they couldn't send them home with the child because they weigh too much.
well, it's the horn of plenty that's being given to them, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
So they wanted them a day before so they can deliver them on Friday before Thanksgiving.
That's great. Oh, that's super.
I can barely hold these things. Our people were so generous.
Oh, what a great story. And, you know, it's also a great story about, Ace, about how the gathered church can also support the scattered church, right?
Exactly.
Our Perimeter members came together for those 10 families.
Yes.
And they're going to have a great Thanksgiving, we pray.
Exactly.
For as a result of that. Is there any other stories that you can share with us that happened as a result of what's happening in the schools?
You know, we did last year at Christmas. Mm-hmm. We did two families, and we have a nonprofit in South Forsyth called The Place that really supports needy families. Mm-hmm. So actually, what we did is there were two families who were staff members at Whitlow. Mm-hmm. One whose husband had been out of work for 6 months with a surgery he'd had, and the other was a single male dad with four kids at the school there. Mm-hmm. And so we got their list for Christmas, and we took care of their Christmas.
Super.
And they were so appreciative. They were appreciative, but the staff at Whitlow was really, really appreciative. Right. The principal on down.
Right.
So it was special.
You know, what's so neat about your story, Ace, is that what's happened as the relationships that you've built has led to other opportunities that we can serve the kingdom, right?
Exactly.
And be the salt and the light. And we have no idea where they're going to come up.
Exactly. But
they're going to come up, right?
You know.
Yeah.
You know it will.
Yeah. So it's just great to hear the story. So one thing I want to do, just so people, as they're listening to this, if they're really interested in serving in education this way, we've got Mary Lou Heener here, who's just a great, great resource and support.
Talk about Mary Lou Heener. Not only was she my leader at Kids Hope, but she is my left arm in this position that I'm trying to do. She just provides nothing but great support, great ideas, and just recognition, throughout the South Forsyth team. Mm-hmm. One of the things that she did for us as school started this year is she provided us with what are called homework kits. And they have everything that the child needs to do homework at home. You know, they all have everything they need in the classroom, but oftentimes they don't have anything at their homes to help support them keeping up with their homework and so forth. So Mary Lou put together the greatest kit, and I can't tell you how much the schools appreciated it. It was great support, and you can always count on her.
What a great story. Another example of good support that we're getting from Perimeter, and also how Perimeter has partnered with these schools so well with the people that have gone out there. And for all of you out there listening, Mary Lou at perimeter.org is the way that you can reach her. And so just encourage people to listen to Ace's story here and to really pray about how God is moving in the schools, not only in South Forsyth, but in all of our schools and all of our cities. And so appreciative, Ace, of you sharing your story here today, brother. It's just great to see what you're doing. And hopefully when I retire, I'll have something that'll be called on like you did, and I'll be able to do something. But you're just a great example for us all, and we sure do appreciate it.
Oh, great.
Thanks so much.
Nice privilege.
All right.
Thanks, Daryl.
Take care.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/City Impact. If you have a story about what God is doing where you live, work, and go, you can share them at www.perimeter.org/share-impact-stories.